K1, the one you trusted, is 932. And welcome to Car Talk. And we have Jason and Ashley with us today. And we're going to talk about wheels, man.
Yeah.
Four wheels and two wheels.
It's going to be all about wheels this morning.
How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing on this brisk but beautiful morning?
I'm awake and the lights are on.
Oh, all right. Well, you're awake.
That's half the battle.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So good morning and welcome to Dunge's Car Talk. And I'm going to talk just a little bit about cars, and then we'll introduce Ashley Sykes and talk a little bit about bicycles.
All right, let's go.
Well, on the car front, it is gorgeous out today, but the weather's getting ready to turn, and we've got some great deals in our service drive to keep your vehicle maintained and ready for winter. Right now, we're offering a fantastic deal on a coolant flush. I don't know whether you realize this, but the radiator, your coolant system, is crucial in not only keeping the vehicle's engine a moderated temperature, but also in making sure that your cabin is nice and toasty warm during the winter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, it's huge. Now, in a modern vehicle, you don't have to flush the radiator like you did when we were kids on a, you know, almost annual basis. But every few years or 50,000 miles or so, it's a good idea as a preventive maintenance item. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've heard me on this show before, I'm big on preventive maintenance.
That's the best maintenance you can ever invest in.
It really is. You know, as a person who works for an automobile dealership, I love it when people buy vehicles. But even more, I like people to get a good value out of their vehicle. So back to the radiator flush. Right now we have a special $139.95 for a radiator flush, both in the Toyota drive and in the Ford drive. No appointment necessary, although you can go on our websites. You go to our landing page, dungeschoice.com, and from there you can go to Dunge's Toyota, Dunge's Ford, or Dunge's Lincoln. And you can go to schedule service and make a reservation using our net check-in system. The net check-in allows you to reserve a place in line in service and also gives you a great idea of how long your wait is going to be, so you can make the decision of whether you're going to drop your vehicle off and have us take you someplace with our courtesy shuttle, or if you're going to hang out in our lounge and you know, eat popcorn and have some cookies and hang out with us for a bit. So great opportunity to take care of your vehicle. $139.95 for a coolant system exchange, and if you haven't done it in a while, it's probably a good idea to at least come in, talk to one of our service consultants, and see if you're due.
And if your car has a couple of years on it too, you'll be surprised what you might find. And it's always good to have an eyeball underneath the hood every now and again.
It really is. We had a somebody wrote in on our Facebook page, a review on Facebook, I believe it was yesterday, the customer had come in to our Ford drive for an oil change. While we had the vehicle up on the lift, it became apparent that the serpentine belt was just about shot.
Oh, that's not good.
It really isn't. That will pretty much bring a vehicle to a grinding halt, and maybe a permanent grinding halt.
Yeah.
So we were able to make a quick diagnosis, take care of that issue. That vehicle has got, in my opinion, all vehicles that are well taken care of have a long, long life ahead of them. So rather than looking at new car payment, that customer kind of is a very happy camper.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit here. It saves you a whole lot down the road.
This is so true. And again, you know, we love to sell people vehicles, but I say this all the time also, the best vehicle that you can have is one that's paid for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm making payments just like the rest of us, and...
you count down the months just like I do? Kind of like a prisoner waiting to get
exactly.
out.
Exactly. I can't wait until I can take that money and use it for something else.
There you go.
Yeah. So, we do have a guest this morning.
Yes, and, we do.
Wanted to introduce Ashley Sykes. Hi, Ashley. Good morning.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Ashley's with Family Promise, and Ashley, tell us... what is Family Promise? Who are you? What's your mission?
So Family Promise is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that helps homeless families. So our mission is to help homeless families achieve independence through a community-based response. So basically, you know, with the help of Family Promise, bringing in the community to help out as well. And we use local churches in the area to do that, as well as partnering with different agencies and in the area to help these families kind of get on their feet again and get back into a place of their own. And that's kind of, you know, we've been here a little over 4 years and we're moving along strong and have had lots of success.
This is great. So, you know, a lot of people, a lot of people don't realize this, but a healthy percentage of the population, as they say, is just one paycheck away from homelessness. And even here in Bartlesville, how many clients have you served over the last 4 years?
We've helped a lot of individuals, 88 plus individuals. Now, ones that have actually, those 88 individuals would be, maybe they didn't come into the program, but we were able to help them get into a place outside of going through Family Promise. Now, the families who go through the program, we've helped 17 families. And that means that they've gone through the program, they've graduated.
So there's what are the steps of the program?
So you do have to be able to pass a drug screening and a background check. That's first and foremost. Once a family comes in and they do those things for us, then I bring them in for an intake, which can take a couple of hours. It's kind of a life questionnaire. We kind of find out a little bit about this family. Do they have a support system? What is their background? What led to them this situation? Is there any education? I mean, we just kind of go over any mental health, you know, so we can try to address those things up front and get them going. And then we, if they're a good fit for Family Promise, I always tell somebody that they really have to be motivated for the program. I have done probably every step in this program myself, just as a director, just going through and moving through the process. And it is not an easy program. So when the families do come in, obviously there's rules set, there's goals that we have to do with the families, there's budgets we have to do with the families. There's parenting classes that we do with the families, renter's education classes. I mean, there's a number of things that we try to do with these families so that we can send them off being successful and not ending up in the same position that they were in.
That makes sense.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. And, you know, they're on a regular routine. They have to go to the churches in the evening times, and the church provides a meal. They usually leave and are bused over there by 5:30. And then they get up early in the morning and they come back. So they're picked up at 6:30 in the morning. And so it's not an easy program to go through, but...
What is the typical profile? So over the, let's say, the 17 that you've helped, generally families with children?
They do have to have children to get into our program. So we do not take any individual, you know, just a mom, or I mean a woman or a man. They've got to have a child, or they do have to be, the mom has to be pregnant.
Okay.
So that is one of the things for our program. So out of those adults, you know, there was, you know, somewhere around 25 to 30 adults, but there was also, you know, in those 17 families as it breaks down, you know, 30 to 40 children that were a part of that.
And so this is almost a generational bootstrap that you're helping people
sometimes
with.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes we get families that just maybe had went through a divorce. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be any kind of situation that these families are just in a tight spot, have no support to pick them back up. We've had that before. We've had an illness that landed somebody losing their job, that landed them in our program, because if me or you probably landed in a situation like that, we would have support to pick us back up.
Right.
And they just don't.
There's no support system for them.
Right.
Family. Yeah, that makes sense.
And it makes it really hard to work through that without the support. I always use the example of, you know, it's kind of like, you know, a family who is struggling, and maybe they let their car insurance lapse because it was kind of a matter of, gosh, I really need to pay my car insurance, but how am I going to make it?
Groceries, you know, or, yeah.
Yeah,
or a medical bill.
This electric or whatever it is. And then so their insurance lapsed, and then they get a ticket, and then it's $300-something on top of that that they can't pay then. Then they have to go to court. Then they have to, I mean, it's just kind
it's
of a
snowballs.
Domino effect.
Yeah.
And so we're there to help in that situation when something like that does happen, and we can talk through that with a family and really work those into the budgets. If they do get to a point where they want to make a big decision in life, we can help them with that and say, you know, maybe this isn't a good idea right now. Let's see how we can do this another way.
That makes sense.
And
so in terms of funding, how are you funded?
Well, we don't take any government funding right now, so we are all grants and individual donations and corporate matching. I mean, sometimes you could imagine how scarce that may get at times, because most of our funds go into our client support.
Mm-hmm.
The families do have to, they are required to get a job, and they do have to save 80% of their check. It's a requirement for Family Promise. And
that's
so
fantastic,
because
though,
the needs are met while they're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got water, they've got electric, they've got heat, they've got all those things. They get food from the church, you know, they've got things that they need. And so for them to save 80% should not ever be a problem. And we use that so that they can use it for a deposit and at least a couple months' rent when
buffer.
They get into somewhere and kind of be ahead. And so most of our money, that's what it goes to, is to support the families. Maybe they needed a driver's license. I'm getting ready to take one of our graduates to go take her driver's test because she's never had a driver's license. So our money goes to things, birth certificates, those kind of things.
Just direct to the client.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Where is Anchor House?
What is
Anchor House?
It is where the families stay during the day.
Mm-hmm.
My office is on the second floor of the Anchor House, and so I spend most of my time there. And so the families stay in the bottom floor during the day until they go to the churches in the evening time. And then they stay the night at the churches.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a different situation, but we love it because the support from the churches is just so crucial for these families. And for the churches to just show the hospitality and just be there for the families is really huge. And we've had several families, you know, join a church here and there just from finding a connection.
You know, good, again, great support system.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And great way to become part of a community.
Yes. And it's kind of like, you know, you're able to do a mission right here in your own hometown and not have to go anywhere for it, you know?
That makes sense.
It's definitely, you know, some people are kind of like, you know, not sure of the process because it is homeless families. But these families that we have gotten into our program have been just wonderful. I mean, obviously, you're going to have your challenges, and everything's not going to be just always perfect. But it's really been a great program, and I've talked to almost every family that has graduated out still. All in their homes and just doing wonderful.
That is great. So it really is a way, you know, I read someplace something about feeding the hungry and housing the homeless.
Mm-hmm,
and
it sounds like
you guys are nailing that.
Yes. And we do, just really quickly, I would like to mention our, when you were talking about funding, you know, we have a fundraiser this Saturday.
Well, and that's where I was going.
Good.
So... We're talking two wheels now.
That's right. We have our Tour de Beeville, and it's this Saturday, starting at Lookin' Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning. And we did it for our first time last year, and it was so much fun, and the weather was great. So we're hoping the weather will be great again. And
so Tour de Beeville. Beeville.
Mm-hmm.
It is a cycling event.
It is a family fun bike ride is what we like to call it. It's not a race, but just for everybody to be able to do something as a family.
It is a tour.
That's right. It is a tour, and we tour some of the kind of unique places to Bartlesville. Price Tower, Community Center, Library. We actually this year have a stop at the Anchor House, which is where our families do stay, and Frank Phillips Home.
So how long of a ride is it?
It's about a mile-ish.
Oh.
Not too bad.
Yeah, that's a meander, not a ride.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably maybe a mile and a half, but there are stops at every place, so it kind of where there will be an activity and maybe a little treat or snack for, you know, anybody who, you know, wants to munch on something. And then we just kind of move through the route and come back, and it's just a lot of fun.
Oh, that does sound like a great,
everybody gets
great,
a t-shirt. And
well, there's a big plus.
Yeah.
So if I was interested in signing up,
mm-hmm.
It's this Saturday. What time does it start?
Registration is at 9, but the bike ride does not start until 10.
So I could sleep in.
You could sleep in. That's always important, isn't it?
Bring my bike downtown.
Yes.
All right. So if I want to register, what it?
We do have a website that you can register on, or you can register the day of the event. But if you have a chance, I would recommend to maybe go in and register on the website, which is www.familypromisewc-ok.org. And there's a link that you can click that says Tour de Beeville, and it should guide you right where you need to go and be able to register online.
That's fantastic. And it's $15 for an adult,
$10 for a child, or it's $40 for a family.
That's a great
value.
Great value, and a great way to make a nice gift to an organization that really is very hands-on.
Yes, absolutely. We would love to have you and come out and just have a great time and join the fun.
So Saturday, registration 9 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
and the bike ride starts at 10,
mm-hmm.
a leisurely mile and a half with snacks.
Yes. We'll have a bouncy house out there just for kind of some fun for the kids if they're having to wait a little bit before or maybe a little bit after. Or
age limit on the bouncy house, old men?
Well, I'm sure you could get in
for
there if you wanted to. I don't think we'll have any problems if you would like to get in there and jump around.
Well, this is fantastic. How many people attended last year?
We had about 50 to 60 for our first time doing it, so we're hoping to up that.
The weather should be great Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great day for a bike ride. I try to get out and pedal a little bit every day. And,
yeah.
Man.
I know. I was hoping for that. No rain and nice weather, and it kind of looks like it's heading that direction.
It sure does. So, once again, it's Family Promise.
Mm-hmm.
This funding helps maintain the Anchor House, mm-hmm. and the clients. Tour to Bartlesville, registration 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
or on their website. Bike ride Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And you're meeting out in front of
Looking Sharp.
Yep. On 2nd.
Yeah.
So Ashley Sykes, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully we'll have hundreds of riders.
That would be wonderful.
Peloton.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm excited about the bike ride.
Me too.
I think, do you have a bike?
No, it's still back in Illinois, but I'm scrounging around to look at the bike one. I'm going to be down there to at least to see how it's going.
Cheer them
on.
Yeah. And this may be the impetus to get a couple of wheels and, all right, I'm going to use that as a segue to say if there is a need for four wheels, Dunge's Family of Autos is the place for you. Right now, we have some fantastic deals on used vehicles. We are actually on the hunt for used vehicles as well. So if you do have a vehicle that you're ready to part with, you don't necessarily have to be in the market for a new vehicle. If you have a vehicle running, not running, healthy, not healthy, chip paint, we don't care. Mm-hmm. We are looking for pre-owned vehicles, and we will buy your vehicle.
That's always good to know.
It's part of our business. Most of our vehicles in the pre-owned category, they come in as trade-ins, usually lovingly cared for one owner trade-ins, and it's fairly often that the trade-ins are vehicles that we originally sold and have maintained. It's
easy on the Carfax.
It really is easy on the Carfax, and you know, every pre-owned vehicle does get a Carfax. I encourage people to really thoroughly check those out. Every pre-owned vehicle that we have on our lot goes through a 129-point inspection, and a good number of those vehicles wind up with either a Toyota certified used car label on them or a Ford certified used vehicle label on them. And we also have a program that we call Dunge's Q certified, which gives you an extra level of care and protection on the vehicle. It is a service and protection program that runs to 100,000 miles or 7 years. It also comes with, you know, some added benefits, like if you lock your keys in the car, there's a number to call to come rescue you. Roadside assistance. If for some reason, say you have a flat, there's a number, we'll come rescue you. And what's really nice is this is a part of a nationwide network of warranty system. So let's say you buy a pre-owned vehicle from Dunge's for a younger person. They go off to college in a different city, different state. That warranty is going to have a home wherever they wind up. So in addition to pre-owned vehicles, we've got some fantastic deals on some new vehicles going on right now. One thing I'm going to encourage people to keep an eye out for, over the last several days, about 200 people in the community received letters from Ford or Lincoln with a private offer. Ford does these from time to time, where they'll send a letter offering Ford owners or owners of other vehicle lines an additional discount that runs everywhere from $750 to, I think this current one, there are some people who will be able to take $3,000 off of any Ford vehicle. We're going to be making some phone calls to make sure people who receive these letters are aware that they've got these great opportunities. But this is $3,000 that stacks on top of the Dunge's discount. It stacks on top of any national discount that Ford has. So, for instance, right now we've got a couple of F-150s that are already discounted over $11,000. If you come in with one of these certificates, you're going to be driving off with a brand new Ford pickup truck, brand new Ford F-150, at least $14,000 off of MSRP.
Wow, plenty of money left over to put some gas in it.
Yeah.
And then some.
It is, you know, I sometimes liken the way that Ford discounts their vehicles to somewhat of a Milton Bradley game. It's a little bit, it's different. We just sell the cars. We don't get to decide how Ford manipulates the pricing. I'm telling you,
as long as it's in the buyer's favor, I think they're good.
This one is definitely in the buyer's favor. So, fantastic deals on Fords all the way around. Of course, all of the Ford SUVs right now have incredible discounts. The Edge, the EcoSport, the Escape.
All fun to drive.
They really are. We're anxiously anticipating the 2020 Expedition and Expedition Max, which is going to be so large that it has its own gravitational field.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a small school bus.
Oh, wow.
If you have 14 children, this is going to be the vehicle for you.
Where were you a few years back?
No kidding. And then on the Toyota side, we've got some fantastic incentives from the manufacturer there also. In fact, right now, if you are a Toyota Avalon or Toyota Camry owner, in addition to the incentives of a couple $1,000s mm-hmm. off or fantastic, fantastic APR on your loan, Toyota is also going to give you a $2,000 loyalty incentive if you come in and buy a new car.
Wow.
it's like free money.
Oh, man, that is incredible.
So, again, we should probably talk a little bit about some of the maintenance stuff that's
sure.
going on, Tom. As I mentioned, the coolant flush, $139.95. On the Ford side, if you have a vehicle that's more than a few years old, come in, get your battery checked. We have a fantastic deal on Motorcraft batteries right now. I think they're about $45 off of list price.
Mm-hmm.
And we are getting into that season where a cold morning will keep you from starting.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we don't need that.
Nobody likes that.
Nobody likes that.
Another thing that cold mornings bring is rapid tire deflation. And you may notice something on your dashboard that looks like a little U with an exclamation point. If that is on, it means that your tires need to be inflated. If you don't have any sort of tire detection or tire sensor built into your car, just press your thumb against the wall of the tire. If you can make an indentation, stop by Dunge's Family of Autos. We can fill your vehicle up with air, or even better, we can add nitrogen to your tires, which is going to keep that sensor from going off in the cold weather, and it's going to make sure that your tires are inflated to a proper pressure all winter long.
All righty, very good, and make sure that you drop by and get that taken care of. Our time is just about done, Jason, but boy, golly, thank you for dropping by, and Ashley,
yes.
Once again, good luck. The time? Tomorrow or
Saturday, 9 o'clock registration, 10 o'clock the ride begins.
Tour to Bartlesville.
Alrighty, take care, everyone, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to One on One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. Do you know your Medicare rights and responsibilities? Call Phoenix Insurance and find out. 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ.